This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump says that he is delaying a nationwide sweep to deport people living in the United States illegally. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The operation was expected to begin Sunday and would have targeted people with final orders of removal, including families whose immigration cases had been fast-tracked by judges. But Saturday afternoon, President Trump tweeted from Camp David that he was delaying the sweep for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. He says he hopes that will give lawmakers time to work out solutions to the border issues, which he identified as the asylum and loophole problems. In her own tweet, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says time is needed for comprehensive immigration reform, and the delay is welcome. Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. tensions continued to escalate Saturday as Iran warned it would react sharply to any perceived aggression against it, and U.S. President Trump vowed to impose more sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Mr. Trump told reporters at the White House before leaving for Camp David that we're putting additional sanctions on Iran in an effort to prevent the country from obtaining nuclear weapons.
Iran right now is an economic mess. They're going through hell. The sanctions have hit them hard. More sanctions are going to be put on, a lot more. It's hard to believe you can even put on, but it's a mess. All I want is no nuclear weapons.
Trump's tone was much softer on Saturday after a week of intense actions between the U.S. and Iran. Concern about a potential armed confrontation between the U.S. and Iran has been growing since U.S. officials recently blamed Tehran for mine attacks on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, allegations Tehran denies, and Iran's downing of an unmanned U.S. drone this past week. On Friday, Mr. Trump said that he had canceled late Thursday a retaliatory strike against several Iranian targets. This is VOA News. Mauritania has begun counting ballots from its presidential election with supporters of the ruling party, a former general defense minister claiming victory. It's a heavily favored to replace the outgoing president, and who is stepping aside after serving the maximum 2 5-year elected terms. Anti-Russian protesters gathered in the center of Georgian capital for the third day of demonstrations on Saturday. Thousands of people with banners and placards calling Russia an occupier state and mocking President Vladimir Putin peacefully listened to speeches from improvised stage in front of the parliament building. Miriam Kashvili was one of the protesters.
And it's a clear message to Russia that we don't need Russia and Russian satellites in our government. They destroy our sovereignty and they destroy our independence. So this is a protest. We are a free generation, we are an independent generation, and we want freedom.
Georgia and Russia earlier traded blame for an outbreak of unrest in the capital sparked by the visit of a Russian lawmaker, which led to police using tear gas and rubber bullets to stop furious crowds. Clashes between the police and protesters led to hundreds of injuries and arrests on Thursday night. Tensions between Moscow and are running high. And on Friday, Putin signed a decree suspending the Russian passenger flight from Russia to Georgia from July 8th to protect people from what the Kremlin called criminal actions. The Greek Orthodox Church of the United States has installed its first new leader in 20 years, AP correspondent Julie Walker.
51-year-old Elpithophoros Lambriniadis, a native of Istanbul and a longtime theology professor in Greece, was enthroned as archbishop in an elaborate ceremony at the Cathedral of the Holy Trinity in Manhattan. Many Greek Americans from across the U.S. came to New York for the event.
My heart, my soul, and my mind are ready and eager to embark on this great challenge and charge that our thrice holy God has granted to me by his grace.
The Archbishop's top priority is completing construction of the St. Nicholas National Shrine next to the World Trade Center. The original Greek Orthodox Church was obliterated during the September 11th attacks. Julie Walker, New York.
And again, recapping our top story, President Trump said Saturday that he planned major new sanctions against Iran to take effect Monday without providing any additional details. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.